So welcome to the Cafe Hustle podcast and welcome to this really special episode for me and the Cafe Hustle as we introduce you to our brand new title sponsor of the podcast, Rotocloud. Now, I am very selective of the people that I work with on the podcast. And as you know, I talk a lot about values and how values have to be aligned and our purpose and mission has to be aligned in terms of when we're bringing staff into our employment. But the same for me in this instance is working with our partners. And yeah, Rotocloud certainly share similar values and their mission aligns as one that is all about people, making it easier for employees, owners, managers, providing a tool for streamlining and reducing the time you have to spend on scheduling and your employees' access to their information. They spend less time doing that. So this really is a company that is determined to help the people who work in hospitality. And I have to say, and no doubt as you go through this episode, you'll hear more about my experience with Rotocloud, but their onboarding process was so easy. It was seamless and very efficient. It got me to a position where I was scheduling employees extremely quickly. It wasn't a case of going around the houses trying to put this information in and that information. It was so straightforward. I couldn't get over how quickly I was scheduling staff. And the support as well that goes behind that. A lot of times when we have our software providers, we don't necessarily get the support or certainly the speed of support that we need for our business continuity, because that's so important. But so, for example, Rotocloud in 2021, of their 22,000 support requests, and they've got a huge number of customers, they're over 4,000 customers. Of the 22,000 support inquiries, they were answered within or an average time of 2 minutes and with a 98% positive response rate from their clients. So really great figures, great support, great product, great purpose. And that's the real draw, certainly for me. So before we get into the main bulk of the episode and where we talk to Joel, who is one of the co-founders of Rotocloud, head over, just pause this now and head over to thecafehustle.com/Rotocloud. That's RotaCloud to find out more information, what it can do, where it will help you. And like I say, part of my mission with the Cafe Hustle is to help business owners and managers to spend less time in their business, spend that where it's focused as well. Focus on the things that make the difference. And Rotocloud certainly does that in this instance. So without further ado, we're going to just jump straight into my conversation and this introduction to Rotocloud, who are the new title sponsors of the Cafe Hustle podcast. So Joel, one of the co-founders of Rotocloud, thank you very much for joining me on the Cafe Hustle.
Hi Andy, yeah, no, really glad to be here.
Yeah. Now, the purpose of this episode is to introduce Rotocloud as the new sponsor of the Cafe Hustle podcast. And I'm really delighted that you guys have supported the podcast and what we're trying to do here. And that's helping, obviously, people within the whole of hospitality, not just cafes and coffee shops. But first of all, I want to find out a bit more about you and introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a bit more about what your personal mission or purpose is.
Sure. It's a funny question because I don't know if I've necessarily got like a mission or a mission statement that kind of wake up and read every morning, but I think I do really like solving problems, finding out what, you know, understanding a problem and really getting into what it is that's behind it and figuring out how it can best help solve that problem and how it helps people who are having that problem as well. So I think that's kind of really driven, I guess, where I've got to and what we're doing and where we're kind of going as well. So it that's probably really underpins what kind of motivates me, I suppose.
As entrepreneurs, that's really what we look to do, isn't it? It's solving problems. Yeah. It's not necessarily or not always the motivator of being, of making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of pounds. It always starts with that problem. And that, as long as we as entrepreneurs and business owners maintain the focus on the problem and not always on the money side, I think there's always, it's always a route to success, really, then, rather than driven purely by the financial benefit.
Yeah, you get some real satisfaction, I think, out of it when you, if you figure it out and get that point where you've actually solved something and you see the effect that it's had. Obviously, it's nice if it is a, you know, makes a bit of money along the way, but it is really kind of keeps you going. That kind of that idea that you're actually solving something and helping, I think it really does motivate. I kind of give you that extra purpose with what you're doing.
Yeah, I think you'll probably relate to this as well with all the feedback you get and the people that you're helping, the businesses that you help, and the savings that you're giving to those businesses as a result. But when you get that feedback of the happy customer, and I know back when I was operating the cafe, when you see the people that are having a great time, that's the rewarding bit. And certainly even now with the podcast, when I get that email, you know, you get an email from an audience member that says, you've helped me in this way. Thank you very much. It just really does make everything worthwhile. All the sacrifice, all the hard work that goes in behind the scenes.
Yeah,
that's the point where the real benefit is.
Yeah, it's the job satisfaction, isn't it? I think it's quite relatable to any kind of job, I suppose, that you're doing, that where you want to kind of, you know, feel that satisfaction, see that reward from the work that you've put in. But yeah, it is always nice to get that feedback. And I think I remember when we first sort of started the company and walking around, you know, different cities and just in the UK, and you'd see somewhere that was using the software, and it'd just be nice to like see those places in the flesh and actually the actual real people who were there. And it's just, yeah, it's a bit surreal really when you sort of, you know, start something like this where you're kind of working in your bedroom and then you don't actually see the actual real world sort of side of it. So yeah, it's nice to see that really.
Yeah. Now, talking about the startup seat or the period of starting up and setting up Rotocloud, just give us a brief background as to what your journey was and how you and the other co-founders founded Rotocloud.
Yeah, sure. It's a while ago now, probably about 8-9 years, I think, since we started the company. But the three, myself and the other two founders, we're old school friends. So known Dave and James for probably about 20 years-ish. Thereabouts, and then it kind of basically we were in that sort of period in your life where we've been to university, come back, and sort of figuring out what you're going to do with your life, I suppose. I think at the time, I'd worked part-time jobs, you know, kind of as you do when you're sort of that age. I'd worked in like pubs and cafes and things, and worked various different jobs, and had a bit of experience and exposure to, you know, just that side of the industry, and just working in there, and how, you know, how the challenge you can face sometimes with like knowing what's going on, and, you know, obviously people just how that kind of works. But in terms of when we started the company, I was at the time working with Dave, who's our kind of technical founder, on just like another project, and we were kind of just chatting, sort of saying what's a more commercial idea that we could maybe come up with. And it just so happened, like that morning, I'd been talking to my sister, who was working at a family hotel, and she'd had her shift changed, and she'd end up going into work, and the she'd not realized that the shift had changed. And that, I just thought, oh, well, that would be a lot easier if that was online or accessible online somewhere where it's constantly kept up to date. And that was just like the sort of first seed really that kind of led to that. And then when we were talking, I was talking to Dave that later that afternoon, that just kind of grew into, okay, let's look into this. Kind of did some market research, looked around what was on the market, and that was kind of where it all began, really.
And what was that process like for you? Or was it very iterative? Was it, or did you have this vision in your head more or less?
I think, to be completely honest, it wasn't like a visionary moment. I didn't like wake up and have some big epiphany of what I thought the world of work was going to look like. I was sort of in my early 20s and like looking at like how we could create something that would actually work and sort of be a product that would actually help. And because I'd had that experience, I could see already from my side as an employee how it would help me and how I'd have liked it. And I think what we didn't really understand at that point was how big the problem was on the other side of the sort of management business owner side of it. And I think that was the bit that we kind of learnt as we went. So as we started looking into it, kind of got an understanding and a feel for like, actually, okay, so yeah, it's annoying as an employee, but it costs a lot of money, it takes a lot of time, it's a lot of stress for the manager on the other side and the person owning the business. So it was kind of, that was kind of a sort of a gradual journey of just how we discovered what the problem was and just really the scale of it, really, and the scope of what was sort of ahead. So yeah, it was definitely a gradual learning process for us.
As is anything. Now just give us a 30,000 foot view of what Road to Cloud does and what purpose it serves for business owners and employees.
Sure. So the sort of vision of Road to Cloud is that we're a people management platform. So it's a place to manage all of your staff in one place. So scheduling, booking holidays, tracking hours worked, clocking in and out, that kind of thing, managing payroll, just managing all of that within one place. You've kind of got this central source of truth within your business. And it kind of takes away the need for having bits of paper, things not being kept up to date, you know, Google Drive or Dropbox files or whatever people have. It's kind of bringing all that together and basically providing people with a platform that they can manage their team. They don't need to have, maybe it'd be a product that like in a bigger company where you've got like, you know, company emails and you've got lots of bigger tools like HR products and things that you might do to supplement that. It's kind of bringing that into a more of sort of an affordable place for SMEs where, you know, that margin is really important, where like, I guess, helping businesses sort of make the most of that functionality and helping them drive how they manage their staff so that they get the most out of it and they kind of also, I guess, make the most in terms of profit out of what they're doing with their staff, but also provide their employees with a platform to really make their lives easier as well. It's not just about just helping the manager make, you know, save costs as much as possible. It's also providing the employees with something that makes their lives easier too, their working lives easier, managing that, keeping them happy, you know, just making sure that they're keeping that transparency and that communication between sort of people working in that industry, really.
And I know on the Cafe Hustle, I talk a lot about customer experience and maybe less so, we still touch heavily on employee experience. And certainly now in the environment where we, as an industry, hospitality is struggling to attract people in the first place, the ones that do want to work for us, we need to make sure that they're not only their onboarding experience, but their time once they're employed is as good as it can be and as seamless as it can be. And that's where Road to Cloud comes in to fill that and make, certainly like, because there's even a dedicated employee app that you have, isn't there? So it's creating that gateway for employees to interact with what they want to know, like their holiday allowance, you know, where they stand with days that they've taken sick, things that they want to know about. Yeah. You're creating that space where it's really easy for them to get a hold of that information.
Yeah, it's. I guess that's always been like a core focus of ours is on the usability and ease of use, because you know you don't really want to be spending ages training people how to use systems, and if you get reasonably high level of turnover because you know you've got people going off to university and you've got different things going on in your workforce. And it's you don't really want to have something that's difficult and challenging to use. You want something where the staff will just use it. They get what they need as quickly as possible. And that keeps them happy because they know what they're doing. And as long as they've got that clear view of when they're working and what they're doing, I think that helps them as well, because they can then plan their own lives outside of work and what they're doing as well. So it definitely has benefits on that side, as well as just also for the manager too, in terms of just time savings and everything else that comes alongside all the admin work involved in managing all of that as well.
Yeah. And one of the features I really liked, certainly from the point of view of as a business owner, but there's massive benefits from the employee point of view, is the fact that the amount of times that I had to deal with this is where you have someone on the morning of the shift ring up, tell you they can't come in because they're sick, and you suddenly got to try and fill a vacancy. Yeah. And the beauty with Road to Cloud is you can just basically advertise that shift is now free, and if anyone wants to take it, they can do. And I know certainly our employees, that sort of thing is what they would have loved, it because they can, you know, get straight into an extra shift for them. And it makes the business owner or the manager's life a lot simpler. They have to, you know, just say that this is an open shift, anyone want to fill it, and people can do that, and it's done.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it definitely helps to kind of put that responsibility, but just giving them, empowering the staff to like make their own choices about when they're working, but also take away some of that extra work from you know, the business owner's shoulder of organizing all of that, that headache of when that last minute change happens, of what you actually, you know, you're saying to the staff, right, you sort it out, and I'm confident that the system's going to manage that, and I know it's going to be filled, and I know when it's been filled. So you kind of have that sort of control over what's going on, even though you're not having to put in the time and effort to manage it. You've got that sort of additional control in terms of what's going on in the business.
Now, it's very clear that your business is people focused in terms of its solution. So what are sort of the core values that Rotocloud as a business stand for?
Sure. I mean, I guess internally, we have obviously our company values that we have in terms of like how we operate. And we've always had this, a lot of that comes from like our sort of background of kind of starting this as a side project and growing it, you know, getting stuck in, enjoying the journey, but also being a work in progress and learning as we go. And that's a really important part of what we are as a company, and listening to our customers, understanding their problems, and actually taking that feedback on board and trying to constantly learn and realize that we've not got this finished article of a product. It's constantly evolving and getting better. We welcome that feedback. So that's really important to us. I mentioned before about like usability as well. I mean, simplicity and kind of keeping that ease of use is really critical too. I think it's just a real core part of, you know, it takes away that, I guess, that fear or that friction of bringing in a new system, which is obviously always a big thing for businesses. You know, you're bringing something in for all your team. You're going to have that resistance regardless of when you do it. And it's just, if you know that it's easy to use and pick up, then it just takes away that sort of fear or friction that you might get, or that resistance from staff. And, you know, there's a risk involved whenever you bring any kind of product, because obviously you're spending out on that and hoping that it actually works out, but you don't really know until you've actually sort of tried it out, really. So that's definitely,
And it's really important that usability and ease of use is certainly top of mind for business owners. Like you say, when they're trying to adopt these new technologies or new systems, it can be quite difficult. And I know in the past I've used other, you know, similar competitors to yours.
Yeah.
And I have to say, like, your onboarding process was by far the simplest. Like, you were, within a matter of minutes, I'd filled in, you know, the details that I needed to, and I was there building a schedule. And that, to me, was just, it highlighted that was a very key part of what you offer, is that ease of use. And genuinely, like, it's by far the best onboarding process I've been through. And business owners want that. They want to be able to get in. They've paid for this software. They want to get in and get using it as soon as they can.
Yeah, no, I think the other bit that kind of supports that is our focus on customer experience too. So we have like our customer support team, who basically, that we have like the live chat throughout the product as well. So we really focus on like speed of response as well, and how we interact with our customers too. So like they get back, I think, average response time of like 2 minutes or something. So it's all about customer service as well, and making sure that we're on there to help, and that, like, even though we've got, you know, customers from varying different sort of sizes and industries, hospitality and, you know, cafes and restaurants and things are probably one of the biggest parts of our business, but we've obviously got bigger customers in terms of size and value, but we treat every single customer the same, because we feel like that's just the important part of what we're doing and what we're trying to solve as a company, and what we're trying to achieve. That's really critical. So We drive for those kind of high standards, really. And I think, I think that kind of pays dividends as well, in terms of that ease of use, and that combination of those two things just, I think, really helps sort of push what we do and the sort of product that we provide, really.
Yeah, that support element is really important as well. And I know I was speaking to your colleague, Phil, earlier in, I think it must have been last month, and we were talking about this, about certainly the support element. And I'm not going to name what it was. It wasn't a scheduling app, but it was another bit of technology we were using in the business. Actually, it was to take our credit card payments. We'll be as specific as that. But the support took, I think it was nearly 3 or 4 days before I got a response. And then it was another day or so before the problem was resolved. And we certainly can't afford to wait that long. And I know certainly on a from a scheduling point of view, it's not going to restrict us in terms of what we can take in terms of payment. But getting that very quick response, getting problems sorted out, again, within minutes, is important, because we can then focus on the other parts of the business. We're not relying on something failing us and then having to try and deal with that as well as other areas of the business.
Definitely. It's definitely, I think, really important part of, I think it's becoming more of the norm these days, obviously, to when we started, that, you know, people are focusing more on how they can provide customer support, and you're less on sort of call, ringing up call centers and things, and stuck online for ages. Live chat is obviously taking over a bit more, but I think there still are standards to be set in terms of how you can get back to people. And yeah, definitely time is obviously such an important commodity when you're running a small business. And it's just, just waiting those few days can make quite a lot of difference. And, you know, it causes that extra bit of stress if you're trying to figure something out. We see it really important part of what we do. And try to maintain that as we continue to kind of go as a company as well. It's something really keen to focus on. So.
Yeah, it's almost fighting that. There is a need for that instant gratification for people. You know, they get that or send a message, certainly an online chat, you expect it to be a response fairly quickly. You know, it's not like you send it as thing forgotten by someone, or you're generally looking for that response. And like I say, you guys are delivering that for your customers. So turning now to some of the more favorite features then, of what feedback are you getting from your customers about the areas that are really making a difference to them?
Sure. Obviously the rotor and the schedule part is obviously one of the biggest areas in terms of what we do, making that really easy to build the rotor and plan it out, but also making it really easy for staff to access it. You mentioned the mobile app earlier. Obviously, staff having the mobile app, being able to see that on their phone, get a notification when you give them new shifts, then being able to then organize swaps between their colleagues, or message you and say they can't work a shift. Obviously clocking in and out on your phone is great as well, being able to do that, using your location services and you being able to kind of control that and keep track of that, and then having those timesheets that kind of are generated with all of that, and then you can send that data off for your payroll. I think that's a really big time saver too. I still really like the rotor builder. I still like being able to just sort of drag and drop and build the rotors out like that. I find that just a really, really, like, really useful part of what the product does. But it's a kind of some of its parts, really, I guess. It's kind of covering all those bits and pieces together, because obviously, you know, having the holiday information on the rotor at the same time and managing it all there together, I think it provides that one place experience. You're not jumping into something else, having to open up another window and look at something else. You're kind of doing it all at the same time. So, I think that's probably what I'd say.
I think one of the biggest headaches, as certainly in the coffee shop or any hospitality environment, is that you very regularly get employees that at the very last minute, even not necessarily on the same day, but maybe 2 or 3 days before you've done the rotor, everything's planned out, and then they come to you and go, oh, well, I can't work on this day. I've got such and such planned.
Yeah.
And people listening to this, wherever they are in the world, will relate to that, because they will all experience that sort of last minute changes. And yes, we can tell our staff that we need more notice, but these things still happen. And I know back in the day of using a spreadsheet to set out the rotor and to then have to swap everything around, it was just a really, like, talk about a massive headache. It's even bigger than that. But whereas something that would take you to swap a couple of shifts around could have taken maybe at least half an hour, if not longer, depending on how complex it is. With this drag and drop element, you can literally, in two clicks, swap two people around and, you know, republish the schedule. And it's business as usual. Again, you've got more time to focus on what you need to focus on to really drive the business forward.
Yeah, it's that communication aspect, I think. That you, like the fact that you do it and then they get notified and they know what's happened. You know, you're avoiding those issues where people don't show up, or you're like, oh, where's so-and-so? And you're like, well, I changed the roast yesterday and they've not been in, so they haven't seen it. It's all those kind of things that kind of come up, you know, and then you've got to spend ages writing WhatsApp messages or sending emails to people. And you can just do it and then it's done. And you don't have to worry about the fact that they're getting notified, they can see it. It gives you that kind of peace of mind of like knowing that bit of work is done and you can focus on other areas that are more important, really, you know, the things that help.
Yeah. And just connected to that, and I know we're talking about people letting you know when they can or can't work, you've got the availability. People can set their availability. So rather than you relying on something that they've told you, you actually almost could cut out these instances of someone last minute saying, oh, I can't work this day, because they've got the ability to set the days that they can and can't work. And again, it's all about making this process of planning the rota and scheduling people in and managing their time as seamless as possible, you know, because it can suck in so much time of one person, whether it's you as a business owner or your manager who should be managing the store, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It's one less thing to think about, and it's a very seamless process.
Yeah, definitely. You're selling the features better than I could in terms of remembering. Like the availability tool, I think that it's basically time that you probably forget that you do as well, because you spend time doing things and you just kind of accept it. It's the way you've done it and you just kind of do it. And you don't kind of realize how much maybe you are investing in sorting those things out. And it's only when you've actually tried a different way that you actually say, oh, well, I've actually, you know, there's an hour that I would have spent normally and I'm only spending a couple of minutes doing it this way. Availability, definitely. I mean, that's actually something we're actually redesigning that at the moment. So that's going to be improved quite soon. So I'm quite looking forward to that new version of that.
I think, like, really for me, it's just I'm looking at it from the point of view of a business owner and knowing what goes into that and the pain points that you have with either doing it manually or, you know, trying to do it over a WhatsApp group, which I know some people do. And these issues that you come up against happen at the most inopportune times, the most inconvenient time that you can imagine as a business owner. And you just need to have something in place like RotoCloud that just makes that time when you do need to, you know, jump on it, it's a matter of handful of minutes rather than opening up a spreadsheet and changing everything around. You've got the app and you're able to make those changes on the fly, it really is great. Now, in terms of other areas for hospitality businesses, what are the big things that you and your customers are finding that are making a big difference for coffee shops in particular?
So I think we do budgeting as well and labor forecasting. So you can put in your percentages and you can put your past data from what you did sales wise and then use that to kind of forecast what you're going to be needing in terms of, you know, spend a budget for the year ahead. So that's really useful. Obviously you can put in people's contract hours and things as well. You've got any full-time staff too, so you can make sure that you're meeting those contract hours. So it's still those little bits of information that you normally have to look somewhere else or pull from another spreadsheet or whatever, but it's there on that page so you can actually make that decision there and then. So I think that's a real helpful feature and something that really benefits coffee shop owners and cafes as well.
Yeah. The Cafe Hustle is all about trying to get a more profitable business for coffee shop owners and hospitality business owners. But it's also about getting more time for business owners and managers to focus on what they need to focus on, or spending time away from the business, which is also a more pressing issue for a lot of owners. And RotoCloud does that. This is why, like, certainly when you guys approached me, it was all about your mission was the same. It was about trying to free up and make this process more seamless for people. And I know I keep going back to that point, but that's why I was really delighted. And I am delighted to be able to work with you on this partnership to try and help business owners get to that point where they're not spending as much time in their business, because we've got to get this balance, which in hospitality, it's a hard thing to strike. And that was a big draw for me, especially that your software provides that. And it brings, like you say, all that employee information at your fingertips in one place that you can really access and change and have that data to help you make decisions right at your fingertips. It is a really great piece of software. And I genuinely think if you do go in and check out that 30, I really do think that people will realize the power of this, especially if they've not been using any software to do this in the past. Like, it's a very intuitive, they'll just get in there and realize the power of this. And I think, yeah, I don't think anyone would want to go back to the old school notice board or spreadsheets or anything like that, because it does make such a massive difference. Joel, thank you so much for coming on, introducing yourself to our audience and the business to our audience. And again, really appreciate your support for the podcast. And obviously, our audience are going to hear more about Road to Cloud, you know, and what it can do and how it can help. So listen, thank you very much for coming on and introducing yourself to our audience.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. And yeah, really enjoyed it.
So there you have it, our brand new sponsor for the Cafe Hustle podcast. And it's really great to partner with such an amazing company. And the people that work in it are just, the people I've engaged with are really great people as well. And it really makes a difference. Even though, you know, this is a sponsorship for a podcast, again, it's still about, we're all in people-to-people businesses. And this is what is so great about Road to Cloud. It very much feels like a people business. And certainly if you're still using spreadsheets or written schedules that you're pinning on a notice board in your business, then you really have to take advantage. Even the free trial is 30 days. You don't even need to put a credit card in. You know, it's not a case of, oh yeah, put your credit card in, you can have a free trial, and then suddenly you get subscribed to the product. This is all about a genuine intention to get you in to look at what they have to offer and the difference that this can make in your business. I know one of their clients reduced their wage bill from 25% of their revenue to 19%, which is massive. We're talking now about all these increases in costs, in the cost of living. To be able to reduce your spend on your wage budget to make it more efficient. This isn't about trying to, you know, cut down on your hours that your people are working, but this is about how you can streamline what we do. Because at the end of the day, our businesses still have to be there. They have to perform so that we can carry on being business owners and our livelihood is protected, but also the livelihoods of our team members. So make sure you go and check this out. Don't forget, www.thecafehustle.com/roadtocloud, and you can sign up for your 30-day free trial there. Really get in there, see what this is all about. And like I say, I am so excited about this partnership and the things that we hopefully can work together on in the very near future. So anyway, thank you again for your time listening to this episode. Any questions at all, drop me an email, andy@thecafehustle.com, and I can introduce you to the team over at Road to Cloud. And yeah, again, thank you very much for joining me on the Cafe Hustle.